Sitting still, allow yourself to settle and relax. Bring your awareness to the back of your head. Notice how the bone feels. This is the squamosal area of the occiput and is formed from membrane. This area extends from the lambdoid suture to the superior nuchal line. This is the uppermost of the two transverse ridges on the occiput. Below this line, the bone transitions into bone formed from cartilage. Can you feel the difference? Do you get a sense of the transition? Then put your hands on the occipital ridge, one on either side. This is an area of transition where the occiput becomes internalized. See if you can get a sense of the rest of the occiput curving and moving anteriorly to the center of the cranial base. Let your awareness enter the internal part of the occiput as it shifts from a structure that bounds the back of the cranium to the base of the inferior fossa of the interior of the cranium. You should be able to sense the foramen magnum, which means big hole, and is exactly what it feels like. A hole through a bone is an unusual structure in the body, and you can feel how pivotal it is in the makeup of the whole bone. It feels like the center of the bone, even though there is no bone there. From here, you can get a sense posterior to the occipital ridge and beyond, laterally to the condyles, and anteriorly to the sphenobasal junction. Let your awareness rest on the occipital condyles. These are the articulating facets for the atlas and are therefore the place where the spinal column meets the head. These parts of the bone have formed independently. Now move your awareness to the basal part of the occiput. This should feel like it's right at the center of the cranial base. It's in relationship to the sphenoid and petrous portions of the temporal bones. This area of the bone is formed as a separate ossification center and has a feeling of wholeness in it.